Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Boko Haram militants have released dozens of schoolgirls they kidnapped in 2014 in the town of Chibok. That's near Nigeria's border with Chad and Niger. Nigerian government officials confirm 82 girls were released. Bakishoni Bare, one of the founding members of Bring Back Our Girls campaign, spoke on Sky News.
This is a very, very exciting news for us. That we have over 80 of our girls coming back again means over 80 girls no longer in the den of the abductors. And this is an exciting news for us, for the parents, for the Chibok community, for their relatives, for their friends, and for their family. So, yes, it's a very exciting and welcome development for us.
Before the release, 195 of the schoolgirls had remained captive after the first negotiated release of 21 girls in October. The 276 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 are among thousands of people abducted by Boko Haram over the years. Voters in France going to the polls today to choose their next president. It's between centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. French voters or overseas are already doing their voting. These pro-Macron and pro-Le Pen voters were at the French embassy in New York City to vote.
I did vote for Mr. Macron. He's really shifting the political game in France.
To me, it's important for France. I am not for the euro.
Okay.
And I'm not for Europe, never was. You know, the best person who could resolve some of the problem that there is in France, period. I don't believe in this other guy.
Macron leading in the polls. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. This follows de-escalation zones going into effect in Syria. The zones announced in Moscow are closed to air traffic from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. military spokesman Major Adrian Ronquin Galloway tells VOA the so-called de-escalation measures would not affect the U.S.-led campaign against the Islamic State militants.
I think we've seen a continuous trend of ISIS losing territory on the ground in both Iraq and Syria. We've seen some great gains in Mosul as the Iraqi security forces try and retake the western part of that city. Additionally, we've seen the Syrian Democratic Forces retake significant swaths of ground north of Raqqa, as well as make great progress in Tabqa, near Raqqa. And so I don't foresee any impact whatsoever to our current operations, to our operations to defeat ISIS.
Separately, U.S. officials report multiple airstrikes targeting the Islamic State positions in Syria and Iraq. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The rally, led by opposition leaders and lawmakers, marched to the Interior Ministry to denounce what they called repression over the past month as demonstrators have been hit with tear gas by security forces. The march came one day after a young man was shot in the head during clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The ongoing demonstration started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court's March 30th announcement that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries about an attempted power grab. An 85-year-old Nepalese man who was trying to reclaim the title of the oldest person to climb Mount Everest died at a base camp late Saturday. He had become the oldest climber to reach Everest's summit in 2008 when he was 76. 5 years later, however, the title went to a Japanese climber when he was 80 years old. The thoroughbred horse, Always Dreaming, has won the 143rd running of the U.S. Kentucky Derby. That happened Saturday. It was the fifth year that one of the Derby favorites won the race, and Always Dreaming's fourth straight first-place finish. The Kentucky Derby is the first leg of U.S. Thoroughbred Racing's Triple Crown Series.
That's the latest world news from VOA.